Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
Wu-Tang DJ.
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber drop, Daniel.
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip-hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip-hop cancer? They go to Everett. It would never come back.
Yeah.
Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. Feels like I'm fasting.
Yeah.
So let me paint this picture. Go to Everett. It would never come back.
Having a defense available to householders defending themselves, but not to women in abusive relationships, defending themselves against someone they know can be dangerous and violent towards them, is discriminatory. And in the week that the woman, Sarah Everard, was abducted and we suppose killed because remains have been found in a woodland in Kent, I would argue that at the next opportunity for any bill that's appropriate, I might actually put in an amendment to create a curfew for men on the streets after 6 p.m., which I feel would make women a lot safer. And discrimination of all kinds would be less.
Shut the fuck up.
DJ.
But straight up and down, don't be a tragedy like that Baroness Jones, her name is? Alright, let me get this right so I can understand this. You mean to tell me that one woman disappears and possibly gets killed, gets dashing out in woods, and after 6 o'clock, no man's supposed to be outside? So we can't go to the shop, we can't get our necessities, we can't go to the gym. You know what I mean? We can't do nothing. We can't take, you know what I mean? In case of an emergency, we can't take our people to the hospital. We can't do nothing. That's what you're telling me. Right? Let's flip the script. You talk about domestic abuse and abusive relationships. What if the girl gets killed in the house? What does that mean? All guys must stay outside after 6 o'clock. Let's flip it another way. You know what I mean? Black people have been killed by the police all the time. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Trayvon. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor. Rest in peace, George Floyd. And all the rest of them, right? Emmett Till. All the rest of them, right? Eric Garner, right? You mean to tell me that they will get killed, but the police, they can still roam the streets? Come on, man. Nah. Somebody kick this woman down, please. Yeah. Steady. Kick down the woman. Kick her down. My name's Fat Bobby P. YDJ Correlation. This is a Refugee Hip Hop Show. Imagine. What the woman are you doing? Yo, special guest this week, man. You know what I mean? The man called Twat the Dude is coming through, man. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. We rock the spot, R920. You know what I mean? The Mix Mafia Radio Network and all of that. Man, we got to get into it like this, man. The Empress, the Lioness, Only D coming through as well, man. You know what I mean? It's all art. It's a blessing to behold. Hey!
Don Dark.
Baroness Dunk or whatever her name is. What I eat ya. Let's do this shit!
This is Eamon, and you are listening to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in Wild One Radio with Grant Body P and Kip.
Yeah. This for all the plugs I met. And the trenches, you can't forget the trenches too.
Bomber job, damn you!
You anything like me? Them hand-to-hand sales made you. I'm one of them hustlers, you gotta tell thank you. Got advice from my dog, I accept it cause it's love. He said we did the work, you giving too much credit to the plug. That was us on that corner, Montana and Genesee. When niggas couldn't sell it they self, they was hitting me. I was one call away, I pull up with the drugs with me. And you don't know the pressure of owing the plug 50. Got a jail call, he told me stay dangerous, take it easy. Was in the day room and couldn't believe he see me on TV. He spent money on this bitch every time he got work through. Caught 7 years and she only visited the first two. Damn, rappers in my genre wanna be me still. I'm too far ahead, it's easy to feel like I'm cheating when I read these deals. Talking you live like this, it's gonna make them hate you. This will fuel them to get off their asses, I made them greater. You should thank me.
Serving you up the beats, tell me thank it's you. The Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
You should thank me.
I don't want no
opinion from niggas who don't take care of their kids. Somebody tell me thank
got their homeboys in jail fucked up.
Y'all niggas should tell me thank
you. You gotta fix your life when you try to fix my shit. I rap about drugs, this is what I wanna talk about, nigga. Let me do me, nigga. If you don't like my shit, turn my shit off, nigga.
At the table, racking my brain like how I'm back in the game. When it did that little bit, now my hoes ain't acting the same. Stressing, I did them sentences without stacking no change. Getting high inside, knowing my pride ain't matching my wage. Let me take you back to that blue building, back in the day. Where I trapped them 2 for 15s plus, that was my age. From that little stage, 2 or 3 years, I mastered my ways. We'd be the Jacksons, and yay if they gave our plaque for the game. Let me take you back to that little pot, that little flame. Brick to a sports agency, we respect grinding. I'm signing offensive lineman and BMX riders. You wanna meet it with BSF and be a check rider in therapy. Learning to walk again. Fought them in a robbery, they shot me. I'm back cocky in the jewelry that I bought again. They want me to post when I fly to say I'm gangster. Trust me, it won't make Instagram, it's gonna make the paper. Thank you. Ah, tell me thank you. Tell me thank you. Y'all niggas should tell me thank you. Tell me thank you.
Tell me thank you, nigga.
You should thank me, nigga. You should thank me. Somebody tell me thank you.
Fuck you gonna tell me,
huh?
Y'all niggas should tell me thank you.
Noise.
Somebody tell
Stop
me thank you.
Sonny, let's show them how to do this.
At my
nose.
Listen.
I'm usually minding my own, sipping some tea shit. Put on some G shit. I see shit. Garbage guys glorified like they geniuses. But they don't spit that Barry Adrian Reed shit. They can't fuck with the old big Coke 45. Put them bitches in perspective, it work every time. I take a nigga to school, kill him Columbine. Numerals of funerals when I'm bustin' rhymes. Too big to spill, can only hope to shine. Better off keeping it real, you know 9 to 5. See you 5 to 9, you ain't really qualified. Ready or not, here I come, there's nowhere to hide. Cause when they want the problem solved, they send the guard. I send them to God, while they praise in the synagogue. Higher hands, see my man, call me Cinder Block. The champ is here, you can call me Muhammad Ali.
You sling packs in the trap and get dead. You bubble bundles with balls, be real slack. 100 guns, 200 clips, yeah you strap. But they hear you and all, let me show you how to rap.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
All I wanna do is live my life. Before a nigga go, I been knew how to rap backwards. For many years, the people I fuck with tried to put plenty fair, I'm good in the worst time. Trying to stop my math, forget about the past. That was years ago, a nigga was nervous. Fuck with me now, you see me putting that work in. Got hair on my chest like the 40-year-old virgin. It came to me sitting at the bar, drinking on bourbon. Riding around, smoking in my cousin's Suburban. I was heavy bagging the bitches, putting that work in. No shame in my nigga Dirk McGurton. I'm on my Brownsville, left, right, shit. Bars for y'all, yes I hit. Forever I give you the best my spit. I just showed you how to do this, son. Peep my verse, the whole time I didn't even use the word gun. Bars.
You sling packs in the trap and get stacked. You bubble bundles with balls, be real slack.
100 guns, 200 clips, yeah, you strap it in here, you went on. Let me show you how to rap.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
No!
Let me show you how to do this, son.
Goddamn, we can't affiliate. The drummers say Brooklyn, bucket hat like Gilligan. The villain like Rimbaud's adrenaline, but locked away in the lab, trying not to kill again. Lot of good that did, I just backslid. The blood on the floor made me ruck a bucket backspin. I hear they thing I'm into and didn't. Get the fuck out the way when the Brooklyn boys is spitting. Cause you's a kitten, I'm a conquering lion. You got stoked the real wood while we master the iron. Mind of a mind, construct verses like pyramids. You wanna battle with rap, dog, well here he is. Live in the flesh, I'm with blessed and blew a split with him. Some felt breath, got burns to ash when the blast hit him. The magnum force be dragging them all. I told him this is not a game, I'm sure that's what he thought. Come get body the boss, put you in slow-mo. When I been on parts like Florida State gun shows. And now understand that mumble rap, done slow and stab, kick and murder you ninjas with more than one flow. Hulk Hogan, Python, to rap might cause on. And hard long song for chicks to wrap they jaws on. Till they cramp and lock, and mommy had to stop. Now I'm back in the booth and terrorizing the block. Block, you sling packs in the trap and get stabbed. You bubble bundles with balls, be real slack. 100 guns, 200 clips, yeah, you strap it in here, you went on. Let me show you how to rap.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
I do it.
Let me show you how to do this, son.
That's what's wrong right now. Everybody trying to rap the same style with the, I don't know who created it, if it was Future or Migos, but all them niggas sound the same.
Yeah.
I said, nigga had me in the studio one night trying to do that shit. I'm like, man, cut this shit off.
DJ.
The guard is here, recognized. Straight out of the deepest dungeons to the underground, med room.
Hold it.
Yo, Apache helicopter, top of your block. Choppers and Glocks, in front of your shot, in front of your pops. The grimiest hot, for the money I'm gunning your top. I be stunning a lot, on my mama the sunny is hot. No fly architect, build the pyramids with the bronze men. Like Billy Johnson, spreading the gospel, I'm a lost end. 5,000 marksmen, ready to spray your conscience. Be cautious, I trade metals with the finest swordsmen. The time to play pierce through your heart, we're a star. I done been to battles, I can show you war scars, more sores. Trying to catch up, you fall short. Bitch, I'm like Schumacher in a sports car. No hood is filled with more pain. Shoot out some close range for cocaine. The fiends barely shooter than they cold veins. How you got fire without no flame? You so lame. I bring that propane, hop on my soul train. Just for you to really see what's inside of me. You know the policy, lead a blind on this odyssey. Honestly, I was sent to give you all the prophecy. Burn your temple, cause your circle promotes sodomy. Plan is to dominate, consolidate. The champions here, you hear the trumpets from a mile away. The scholar slay, flows gorgeous like Salome. Check my resume, test and get your masala, eh? Home of flying guillotines, many kings can summon. I crack crowns, and known for drilling holes in melons. Four guards that let there be light, I was in heaven. You facing Armageddon, season out of seven. Season out of seven.
I'd be less than honest if I gave you more hope. In the city, that's where it is.
Yeah, what's good, world? This is Pop the Brown Hornet from out of Stapleton, Staten Island. And you're tuned in to Grand Body P&I D on the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. BDSIR Network, best in radio show on Wild One Radio. Bumble Fire!
All these thoughts going around and round in my head, and I can't picture the last things I said or the last word I did, and I'm just back to bed. I close my eyelids, I roll back my eyes to look into my mind. All I seem to find is a bunch of bad times where tears meet smiles.
Listen to me, motherfuckers, this shit is serious.
Okay, let's just stop the music right there. Stop the music, stop the music, stop the music. Alright? Top of the show. We gave you Thanksgiving courtesy of Benny the Butcher and Harry Ford. Then, Foley Brown teaches you how to rap, featuring Illinois and Stop B. Then, Bronze Nazareth and Recognize Ali gave you the God Aura. But now, we have to make this announcement, because he's coming back to the Red Review Hip Hop Show in April. The man called Cupid the King, he's going to give you a piece of mind when he does that, man. And yo, this is the first version, though. This is part one. Part two is coming soon. Watch this!
Run the track! Run the track!
I don't waste my time with the naysays. What they say to keep me blinded. Whoa. I'm like a phoenix and I'm rising. Check the latitude. Wolverhampton boy, but check the Brooklyn attitude.
Whoa.
Well, you can bet that I'm as bad as you. Let me settle myself back down to a level that won't damage you. That was this shit, now that I got that out my system. My memories are fading back, let me assist them. Picture the times that I was failed by the system. Missing the birth of my son, then times that I don't miss them. I guess I got a short now. I guess that now I started, I gotta get it all out. Talk about the times me and my family seem to fall out. But tell me what this talking, will it help me clear it all out? All lies, all lies, all lies, all lies. What is the peace of mind? Peace of, the peace of mind. Family is more than who you see on Sundays. Bloodline don't define who's family. In my eyes, it gives you more of their time and lets you see through their disguise. Oh. What I needed, what I saw in all so few of you. But what you're feeling and what I saw, so like they really true. Fake smiles concealing the connection between me and you. So it's the grounded, wide awake, literally reliving all the times I flew. Don't get it twisted, ain't the only one who struggled hard. But in my shoes, way over half of you would've made it far. I ain't complaining cause the pain and strain, it made me strong. I'm getting hard just thinking about my journey and how far I come. All life, all life.
What's happening, people? It's your boy Cupid the King, and you're listening to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show, the one and only show which is for the people, by the people, with the infamous Grant Buddy P on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in Wild One Radio.
Some peace of mind.
What you reppin'?
Fake is gonna fake, break is gonna break, neophytes gonna make mistakes, sleepers gotta wake, I'ma say it again, I'ma stay alive, give me a group, not one man, to smash the crowd, we get panoramic, across the stage, like a whole planet, damn it, one man or one woman, can't understand the group plan, making up the band, give me some basic guitar and some drums. Get bored from R&B keyboards, unless they cut like a cord. I said on DJ Lord, on two turntables, do I stay willing and able? A lot of survival revivals along record labels. Party's over, oops, out of time. Smashing this crowd with the time.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Somebody said, know how to rock the crowd.
Ice with the enemy, iceberg the enemy. Masters of this mosh pit, hardcore rappers. Black man, pop off, get hit. Get core worth the casket, S1's who blast it. I'm not happy with this soft hippie cotton candy. Bang the crowd hard and get the fuck out my yard. I crash crowds from all angles. Destroy bars like Hell's Angels.
Bleed the needle from the left, bleed it to the right. These vocals all electric, loudness for these masses. Keep the catalog from falling apart. We teaching new tunes from them old masters. Excuse me?
Done in my soul.
Greatest player playing, greatest band in the world. Greatest player playing, greatest band in the world. But what the f*** is the problem that this world is solving?
It's the get-rich scheme and chasing the big dream. I spit like a black Technom with infrared beam. Repeating hip-hop fiends since a team. My mic still blows steam, I'm a mix between Doc Strange and David Blaine. Spitting blue flames, slow flow, smashing the crowd like a smash chain. Fear for black planet, time to pop the chain. Cause hip-hop got them going insane.
Only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yo, what's good, people? BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot R920, Mix Mafia Radio Network. How you feeling out there, man? My name is Grant Body P, Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition at your service. Yo, right now we're going through a crazy week at time of this interview, man. You know what I mean? Only, how you feeling, man? You just come off at, International Women's Day and all that. You just come off that, and then the whole Meghan Markle thing jumps off. Piers is acting like a biatch. How you feeling, Oni D?
Oh boy, I don't know how I'm feeling today, but I'm feeling great. International Women's Day, just coming off that. But it's International Women's Day every day.
I love that.
Every day, it's Women's Day every day.
I love that. I respect that.
Oh, I'm feeling great.
That's like Black History.
Go forward.
Yeah, man. That's like Black History. Yeah, that's like...
I'm also waiting for this lockdown.
You're waiting for what?
I'm waiting for this lockdown to be over.
We haven't got long.
I hope so. So I can go over to America and meet these rap artists. These amazing, amazing rap artists. And there's one that we have here today.
True indeed, man. True indeed. We have a special... True indeed, we have a special guest in the building, man. Hey, what's going on, man? The man called Twan the Dude! He's the dude right now! What's going on, Redfin? What's going on?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, man. You already know it's your boy Twan the Dude.
It's Goonin!
Yeah, live and direct.
Hey!
It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank
on this you. You're a legend. I love your music, your rap style, everything about you. Amazing. So we just want to find out about you today. We want to talk about you, your past. What makes you the man you are today?
I mean, the man I am today is all the struggle, heartache, letdowns that I've faced in the past in this industry. So you know, sometimes I just go along with what happens. With you, you know, but through it all, you gotta stay strong. And I take no losses. I learn lessons. That's how I took my L's. You feel me? So it's like, you know, that's what got me to become the man I am today. I just believe, you know, I just believe in myself. That's probably the best thing I ever did, was just believe. Because just believing got me to where I'm at right now. That's why I got my clothing line. You see, the clothing line is on. Just believe. You know what I mean? That's mine. Because that's all I could ever do, was just believe. But I don't believe and I won't be where I'm at.
So your clothing line, just believe. How can we find this clothing line? Because I'm going to go and check this out.
I got to send my stuff out there to see how, you know, I just need your sizes, you know what I mean? You can follow us on social media, on Instagram, Just Believe Inc. But, you know, this is my personal clothing line. I do everything. You know, I go get the merchandise.
just showed me is just amazing. That is amazing. I was going to actually log on to your website and purchase one of those jackets you just showed me just now. Guys, this jacket is amazing. I'm going to put a link on my Instagram so you can see this jacket. And hopefully you can purchase one soon because I'm loving it.
Thank you.
My size is size 8.
Okay, I got
you know, you got, get your order in early, right?
I'm getting my orders in now, guys. Now.
Brilliant.
I'll put a link out there so you guys can check this out and have a look at this guy's clothing line and purchase some items. Because when he just showed me that coat just now, I was like, I want one right now. So I know some people are going to want to purchase one of those. And also, I noticed you got a headband on. Is that also something that you're going to be selling as well?
My headband, my custom headband. You know, I always was inspired by like Biggie Smalls. And you know what Biggie Smalls is rapping with Tupac. You know, he always had that black and white headband So it's my own personal one, so, you know. A lot of people ask me about them. I think I'm about to make them, but I haven't because this is just for myself, like a one-of-one. A lot of my stuff is like that. I make so many different designs, so, like, you might have an exclusive sweatsuit or something that's just for yourself. Nobody else will have it, slowly.
Amazing. I'm really looking forward to that. Please make sure you send me one.
She's a size 8. I'm a size double XL. Okay? So I'm putting my...
You don't look like a double XL, man. You're like an extra large inside, man.
Nah, I'm not extra medium. I am double XL. I like my clothes, you know what I mean? Because y'all know me. I like my clothes baggy, so I like them bigger than what... Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, be looking forward to that, man. So yeah, just as Oni says, we should be putting the links out to your clothing line and all that. I'll be doing the same on the Facebook side of things as well. You know what I mean? And eventually when this show goes to Mixcloud as well, people can find out how to purchase all the material, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So you got a good thing going there, man. Got a big up for that each and every time, man. So yeah, man. Yeah. And and plus on top you mentioned B.I.G. man, you know what I mean? Just celebrated his anniversary. 24 years.
It was all a dream.
Yeah,
still
man. It's still a dream, man. True indeed, man. True indeed.
I remember when that song dropped years ago when I was younger, and I could not stop playing it. I played it over and over and over and over again. And over again. I still do the same now.
It's just one of those
hip hop tracks that just, he was just a legend, never be forgotten, which is a good thing. Because when you are an artist and a rapper, you always want to be remembered for years and years to come. So.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Quan the Dude, you're gonna be like a legend.
I'm definitely gonna be a legend. I'm a great one.
Yeah, still
gonna
play your music.
They don't like to get a flower while you're alive and smell them. That's why I appreciate y'all, because y'all giving me my flowers while I'm able to smell them.
Yes.
And y'all not doing it where I'm at. Y'all doing it where y'all at. And that matters to me, for real, for real.
That's important, man.
Where are you now? Whereabouts are you?
Oh, right now I'm in New York City. I'm in the Big Apple right now.
Wow, New York City.
Right now, what's the weather like
down there?
Huh?
What's the weather like down there?
I mean, honestly, today it's kind of okay. Like, it's probably like a 55, 50. It's cool. It's been cold here. But right now, it's nice. You know what I mean? For March, it's a surprising weather. It's feeling a little springish.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Bring on the spring. Bring on the spring, man. We're looking for all good times.
I'm a baby anyway, so I don't like all this cold shit.
Nah.
That's cold every day. Cold.
I would rather that.
Apart from, I'd say the month of May. May's good, usually. June's supposed to get better, but it doesn't. July, August, it's supposed to get better, but it doesn't. And then we get like another spell in September. So it's like May and September are our good months for some reason. You know what I mean? Now, I do want to take this time real quick to big up the Mixed Mafia Radio Massive crew, especially the lady called Angela, who's hooked all us up. You know what I mean? So that's great right there.
As my publicist, man, shout out to Angela Cullen, man. You know, she be on me, she keeps stuff going on, so I appreciate Angela too, man, the whole Miss Mafia Radio world.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. I mean, big up to those guys.
I've seen, is it your nephew's birthday? Was it today or was it yesterday?
That's my own birthday, son. Yeah, that's my nephew. It's today, actually, today.
Wow, and what did you get from you?
It's your
birthday,
a Bentley. You know what? Work,
you know.
All kids want is money. He a teenager. You know what I mean? All they want is money. That's it.
Money, you know. Not a PlayStation 5.
I mean, those are hard to get. They'd rather
have the money. You know.
He's smart. I'll tell you what, instead of the Xbox Series X or the PS5, give me the cash. Give me the cash and invest it. That's right.
You get it enough, you'll be able to buy your own Xbox and PS5.
He's thinking smart. You give me the cash and I'll just invest it and do something with it. Because the Xbox Series X, I can only play that so much time, but if you give me the cash, I can invest it and do something with it.
She's right, you know.
I'm liking that.
She's right, you know. I don't get to play my PlayStation 4 as much as I'd like to, but that's okay. You know what I mean? I've got better things to do.
Because you're working. You know how that
is. Yeah.
We got time to play games. We're pulling out work.
True indeed, man. All right, Twan. Let's talk music, man.
Okay.
New album.
My album. Yeah, Wow. Man.
Wow. That's what it's called. Wow.
Independent album in America right now. That's a fact. Like,
no!
With no major distribution, with no big label, the hottest independent album in America. Just do it for yourself.
Yes.
Well-rounded songs, not great topics, not just in one category. A lot of great names, legendary names featured, and then a great one himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I talk to the people.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. I've been listening to it, and I've been thinking this is a brilliant album.
Thanks.
Some of your tracks are amazing as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The last one is Bottles in the Air. I think I've heard that one. That's a good one, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. All my music, you know, it's real. So I'll be like, I don't got no cap rap. You know, like, I got Bentley outside. I'll be talking shit like that, because, you know, my shit is real.
What do you write about? Is it life experiences and things you've been through, things when you was younger? Do you just bring everything together and just write about
I talk about life, yeah. I talk that talk. I'm a different type of sandwich, then I tell you. I tell them that,
yes.
That talk is that spicy thing. Like, I speak to the culture. You know what I mean? I represent the have-nots. I represent the underdogs. You know what I mean? I'm a product of my environment, but I'm also a success story as well. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I just represent that. Heartfelt, soulful music. Like, I'm not R&B, but, you know, I got that rhythm and gangster that gives you that, you know what I mean, that good break feeling. You know what I mean? You can relate to.
Indeed.
Definitely, because I've noticed you've got a mix up on your album. You've got a bit of rap, it's a bit of soulful, it's a bit of flow, a bit of like love music, it's a bit of, you know, dancing music. You've got everything in there.
That album was way overdue. I put my heart in that album, and like, I'm really soaking the benefits from it. Very grateful, you know what I mean? Very.
I can tell you put your heart into it, because when I listen to some of the tracks,
what's up, man. Yo, Twan, I noticed on your album, because you mentioned that you got some peoples on there, the likes of which that in, like, I'd say the mainstream eye of, like, whoa, where did you find him from? You know what I mean? And I'm talking your Benzinos and your Bone Crushers. Like, for the mainstream people, as far as Benzino, they ain't heard from him since the Source magazine. Bone Crusher, To most people, he was known for that one tune that he did, he's never scared. So, hooking up with them, how did that happen?
Me grinding. And that goes to show you, we talking about 2 millionaires. 2 people who once was on top of their world at that time. Bone Crusher were never scared, was on top of the world. Benzino owned the Source, just to say the least. 2 people with 2 successful stories.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Benzino got the same last name. Me and Benzino like family for real, like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Scott, you feel me? People don't know that. But he always treated me like a nephew
anyway. You feel me? So that's like family to me. Like, we show a lot of love, we go out. Eddie liked my, I did a reality TV show called The Real Starship for Charlotte. He was impressed how I carried out the reality TV, you know. He was great in love and hip-hop with Stevie J. So he just took a liking to me, and I rocked him. And he had the Benzino Crab Shack, and crab is my favorite food. So I used to go to Atlanta, lock this restaurant, sit down, rent it out, have a good time. So much love to Zeno. Much love to his daughter, too. She got that hit rent, Coley Ray. You know what I mean? Now, the butter stages, that's what I said, like, so. Shout out to her, that's family. And as far as Bone Crusher, I like what Bone Crusher did for some of my fellow New York rappers, some of my legends, like Cam'ron and Jadakiss.
Oh, yeah.
Put them on their first remix with Southern people. Not saying that was their first remix, because Cam did Bada Bada and all that, but Bone Crusher never did put them on a map.
That
girl, he had the South on his side. When he did the remix, he put Cam'ron and Jadakiss on that. Any, that was the first time people saw T.I.
Yeah.
I always respected them, and I never saw nobody do that back for him. So when I got my clout, I said, "Yo, I wanna go get Bone Crusher." For one, he got the energy. For two,
that's
the
song,
true. Was up rising song, and I just think I'm fully a legend. So you know, he appreciated that too. Like, nah, me appreciated me doing that for him.
Word up, man. That came as a surprise to me when you found those guys. You know what I mean? That you rock with them, because, you know what I mean? Again, some people may have forgot about them. I certainly didn't. But I knew what they were particularly known for. You know what I mean? Benzino, for what he's worth, I give him props. I give him flowers. You know why? Because the Source magazine, I studied the Source magazine as a journalist.
Legendary.
Right?
Award with Tupac and Shook talk about. You want to have the people all in the video? I
was going to ask, how did the recording go on December the 17th? Because I don't want December the 17th. You did some recording.
Yeah, I did recording. And I also did, like, my appreciation dinner. You know what I mean? Just for me having a great year. And you know, like, once again, my people wanted to give me my flowers while I was here. And also wanted to give a sneak peek of my album. Because my album dropped January 1st. So, it was a
top of the year, you know?
Huh?
Top of the year. No messing around.
Talk of the fucking year. The thing is, once again, when the UK is telling me my shit's the talk of the year, we know this shit is a fucking thing. I'm so humble, man. Like, I know some big shit about to happen for me. But I just stay humble. Like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people would never know what I really go through. You know what I mean? Unless I post it. The only thing people can see is just, and the sad thing about a lot of people, you can't believe everything a person posts. Like, you know, the world we live in today, a post means the world to people. Oh my God, he posts that? That's what he's doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sad. You know what I mean? But my album's definitely the biggest album out right now. And independent. And I'm saying that humbly, because it's all me. It ain't like I got a Universal Records behind it. It ain't like I got, you know, Koch or independent. No, it's just 22. You know what I mean? Just release LLC, 22, WOW. And a WOW stands for With or Without. And the With or Without is because I've been with people, and now I'm without them. But either with them or without them, I still find a way to succeed.
Man, I was going to ask you about that. I believe, is that the name of your record label as well?
WOW EMT, that's a fact. With or Without Entertainment, owned by Just Believe LLC, all out of Toronto, that's me.
Jeez! So when was that launched, and what sort of artists we got on there?
I launched my label 2018.
Okay.
And then, I had the LLC
probably
right after that.
Nice. But in terms of, like, artists, any artists right on there so far?
It's just talent. I work with a few artists. You know what I mean? Shout out to my guy, Flaga, Bob. Shout out to my
Okay.
One thing about me, I help so many artists. I'm actually very artists who I've helped. Who love me to be a manager or a mentor, but I don't want to do none of that because I've been lying to so much.
Okay.
I'd rather just get them to where they gotta go, especially if they got their own budget. You don't need me for much. You know what I mean? You just need me to guide you the right way because I have the experience. If I made a mistake, what the hell am I make you make a mistake for? That's some grease ball shit. I ain't one of those men. I'm so honorable for that. So what I do is, I had to take the steps, and I put a lot of artists' careers on escalators.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the recipes. So I save you a lot of time fucking with me, because I'm going to help you out. If you don't know or you want to make a mistake on trying to know, I'm going to cut that shit out from the door just to get you to where you got to go. You understand?
Word.
So Quan, when did you actually discover your talent? And when did you discover that you were so talented, as in writing, as in rapping?
I still surprised myself, but I always knew I had that hit factor. Humbly, I'm a Leo too, you know what I mean? But I was there, like humbly, I always knew I had that hit factor. Because even when I was playing ball, I was making people, giving people work. You know what I mean? And the basketball didn't go where I wanted to go. I got in some legal trouble. And then it was like, yo, I can't be a loser. I'm not a poo-putt. I definitely can't be a loser. You understand? So I always strive to have greatness. You feel me? And I can never give up on myself. I don't fuck how much. And I listen to that. Even to today, I got a lot of things. They even ask me, so what is your... I did an interview yesterday at Center Radio. And they asked me, so what is your success of making it? Because in our eyes, you already made it. And I had to explain to them, it's like, my accolades might say I made it. My bank account doesn't.
Right.
So I gotta work hard.
Yeah.
You feel me? The worst thing you wanna do is be a famous, broke, it's like a rich nobody.
Oh, man. Nah.
I never wanna do that. And that's why I always stay grounded. I've been signed with the best, man. I've been developing a deal with DJ Khaled. Learned a lot. Shout out to Khaled, Kiko, the whole family, Fat Joe. I love them all. Management deal with Jada Kiss, so happy. I love Kiss. RIP to Ice Big J. Shout out to Kiwi, K Rose, with everybody over there. Ooh, Talena, living with Deborah Anthony, Rock of Mom, shout out to Jazz, the whole Mazakian team. Learned a lot with her. Then, got a few independent management deals in between that ended up leading me to get with Akon. And that's where the buck stopped. You know what I mean? When that didn't go how I wanted that to go. And I didn't even feel bad about it. Akon lied to me. So it really fucked me up and had me be mad at him to the point where I built up a lot of, like, yo, I'm fucking disappointed. But I matured so much, I have no other feelings. It's a learning experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the only L that I felt like was the loss. All my other L's was learning lessons.
Right.
The only loss I feel out there because he lied to me.
No way.
I promised things that I gave my, I felt like a kid in the candy store and you take my bag of candy from me. After you brought me in a fucking mansion full of candy and said, eat all the candy you want. So I gotta leave with my bag for the candy store. It was like you made me pour all my candy out. And that's just an analogy I want to say because I don't want to get too much into it. If you know me, you know my story with us.
Yeah,
that was the only thing I had. But I say that to say I've been around all these moguls. What the fuck you think? Ain't going to make me be something? If it's 4 millionaires, you think I ain't going to be the fifth one? Then you must be sleeping, sleeping on yourself. You got me cursing. Like, yeah, that's the kind of person I am. And you don't have to give me no handout. I'll find a way to get it myself. Just show me the way. Some people take people like myself as a threat because the hunger, don't ever mix hunger with thirstiness or mix thirstiness from ambition. I've just been ambitious. It's a difference. There's people who's very thirsty. There's people who's cutthroat. How could you be cutthroat or thirsty when you're honorable and ambitious? I'm honorable and ambitious. There's a difference. You feel me?
Yeah.
I love everybody. I love to be around all of these moguls, because you know what I learned? They don't even work harder than me. None of them. How about that?
Whoa, none of them. Hang on, wait, whoa. Not saying that you don't work hard. Of course you do. But like, you work hard and everything, doing what you do, you got everything going on, your own record label, your clothing line, all this stuff, great stuff going on, and lessons learned. It brings me to an interview you had with Dame Dash. Now, he's one of the greatest vocals I ever did.
He's the realest. He's the realest.
Right.
He never did it dirty. See, the thing was, like, when I talk about Dame, everybody brings Dame up because Dame is the closest to me out of all of them.
See it there?
I love him. But why Dame ain't don't come up right away? Because Dame ain't never do nothing with my music career. Dame did everything with my acting career.
Ah, we want to talk about that.
Yeah, that Dame's responsible for my acting. Dame's not really responsible for my music.
Okay. Word. You know what? Big ups to Dame Dash, because I mean, he knows perhaps more than anybody how to be a boss of your own craft. You know what I mean?
Right.
Word. And then like, he's like a driving force behind your acting career, and I do want to talk about that as well. Brand new film coming later this year, like in May. Is that right?
May 2021, yeah, first day out.
The first day out. Tell us what that's about.
I'm starring myself, funny comedian, Chi and As Myron, Numero 3, and a cast of others, Anthony Hamilton. He's also in a movie.
Anthony Hamilton's in it? Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton's also in the movie. That's why I was so hyped to see him at All Star. You know what I mean? Anthony Hamilton is also in the movie. This is a great vibe, man. Shout out to my director. That's another guy. Dane is my management when it comes to my acting and my mentor.
Yeah.
But my God, people, Shirley, he's responsible for a lot of the big other places outside of the stuff Dane did. He's responsible for me being in a reality TV show, The Real Sisters of Charlotte, which now is on Amazon Prime. He's responsible for me being in season one. We also shot season two. We're just waiting for some checks and stuff to clear, and we'll be dropping that soon. But season two is also shot. But season one, that's available now. And he also is the one who put me in First Day Out. So, you know, shout out to people for Trevor, you know what I mean, who always believing in me. And, you know, but yeah, I can guarantee you, this will be the funniest movie of the year.
And you're saying it's the funniest film, you know what I mean? Like, I just done finished watching Coming to America. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it. It was Black Excellence with a lot of great people. I love that.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yep. Three for three?
I was laughing so much, I was crying all the way through it, and I liked the way that you brought back all the same characters.
Absolutely,
no,
it was amazing.
It was amazing for everybody to be allowed. Oh, my. And no one's aged. They're all aged. They all look kind of like the same.
Man, I'm gonna say this, cause we all agree on coming to America, right? And my mom's, shout out to my mom, and she said it best, cause you know the film's got mixed reviews from people. You know what I mean? We all say yes, it's a good film. There's some people out there saying nah, it was whack, it was garbage, this, that. My mom said it best. Anyone who thinks that coming to America is garbage needs a box. Because I watched it.
Show us some of these people that are actually saying this is garbage. Now I'm thinking in my mind, I kind of know what kind of people are saying this is garbage. But I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave it right there.
You see?
I know what kind of people are saying this is garbage, and I'm going to have a look at some of what these people look like, but I'm not going to say anything.
Uh-oh. Yeah, man. They need a box. Simple as that. But Twan saying that his film's even funnier, so I'm...
Yeah, my film is more urban with some of the newer day comedians.
Yeah.
Coming to America. And I'm not comparing no damn Coming to America. Coming to America is a legacy. Like, that's not... We're there for the new life.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to America, Eddie Murphy, man.
Coming to America is urban excellence. So yeah. Anyone who says it's not a good film...
They're crazy. I told you that. It's urban excellence.
Anyone who knows what urban excellence is going to be saying that this film is amazing. So if they're not saying this film is amazing, we need to look at what some of these people look like. Let me look here.
This film is excellent.
Yo, all I know is, like I says, when my mom said it, when we were watching it at my mom's, I was like, yeah, I dare someone to argue with my mom now. I dare somebody to disagree. I dare ya. I double dare ya. Let's see what's happened.
Taking off a shoe. I bet your mom was taking off a shoe and everything, getting ready. Do you know what I mean?
Take off the shoe. She's probably telling me to get the belt. Yeah, man. Nah. Real talk. Real talk. We were. I was the same as you. Only I was rolling. Where's this night?
What I am gonna do? I'm gonna study some of these negative comments and then screenshot their faces and put them up so everyone can see. Do we say that this is not urban excellence? And we all know what kind of faces we're gonna see, aren't we?
Exactly.
We don't even have to say the word, do we?
Nope. Even though this is uncut, unedited, on Repping For You Hip Hop Show, you know what I mean? The best damn show in World One Radio. You know what I mean? Mixed Mafia Radio.
Please get your comments, because your faces are going to go out there, and we're going to see a pattern here.
Oh, no.
We're going to see a pattern of people saying this is urban excellence, and people say, I don't really like that.
Name and shame them. Name and shame them. Oh, no.
Once this goes out and it airs, people are going to start deleting themselves now, because they know that I'm going to be looking for what the faces of the people look like that said that it's not urban excellence.
Word up, man. I'm probably straight up trolls anyway who don't want to show themselves on camera. You know what I mean? I hate it. I hate people who don't want to show themselves on camera. Don't show me on camera. Don't show me. Yeah, are you me at talk? The people put up cartoons of themselves and all them stupidness. Nah. Mm-mm. Gweh. You know what I mean? We know you're tight, man. Hide behind the computer and all of that, man. Anyway, let's keep it moving, man. Twan.
It was good.
All right, then. So, we was talking earlier in the interview. We were talking about Biggie and his big tune Juicy, and you know one of his classic lines in that song, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, all that good stuff. That brings me to this. you got a tune out there. Well, you there's like a video to it, and you got some big video game thing going on, right? And it's your version of the tune called Chun-Li that Nicki Minaj done.
It was a remix.
Version now, because she actually called it Chun-Li. She compared herself to Chun-Li, you know what I mean, in terms of how strong she is as a character and stuff, and how she's overcome adversity because she got a lot of haters out there, that kind of thing, right? So in your case, and you just said it's a tune that you wish that you did, you wouldn't have called it Chun-Li, would you? What would you have called that song had you done the exact same thing? Bear in mind, it's named after a female character.
Yeah.
Would you have called it Chun-Li?
I like
that.
I would have done something like a Contra. You remember Contra?
Dude! I was playing that not long ago! I got the old school Contra to I went old, I got old school on that, man! Three lives! If you get lit once, you're dead!
You really know what's going on. Yeah, I would have named the Contra just because I would have named the Contra for it to be it was me and another person.
Yeah.
Contra had two people.
Yeah.
So I would have named the Contra.
I was just playing that not long ago. I got the old school Contra. And see, today's gamers, they don't know about them game day. They don't know about them old school games. They don't know about Three Lives and You're Dead. They don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Today's
gamers, they're all about Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. They don't know about no Contra. Right? They don't know about R-Type and them game day.
They don't.
I used to play with Streets of Rage.
Oni, you was outside.
What was
going on?
Oni, just see, me and Oni could play Streets of Rage right now. I got Streets of Rage 4, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean some Adam and Blaze business.
Save me a seat. I am good at Streets of Rage. I'm very good. Be warned.
But we're gonna have to run a session on Streets of Rage one of the days, man.
I'm the Streets of Rage queen.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. Streets of Rage, you know. I got the raw sitting on my PlayStation 4 right now, man. You know what I mean?
I'm the champion of Streets of Rage.
First thoughts. I'm blown away right now. You don't know.
Definitely.
You don't know, man. Jeez.
Save me a seat. Save me the joy to play it. I'm there.
Only you stunned me, man. I can't lie to you. You stunned me. First, Twan stunned me with Contra, then you stunned me with Streets of Rage. Both games I just played the other day. I just played them yesterday. Rotty! Looks like
it. Please don't cry though when I beat you. Please don't cry when I beat you on this game.
What kind of... Listen! Behave! Behave! No. You don't want to go there. Anyhow,
winning this game, guys. Recording, everyone wants gonna want to know an update. Luciana, is she still the undisputed champion? Is Oney Dee still the undisputed champion of Beats of Rage?
Oh, what did you... Listen. Listen. I don't take it easy on my own nephew, okay? Or on my own little sister back in the day when they was young on those games, okay? You know what I mean? Just because you're Oney, don't think I'm going to take it easy on you. Not going to happen. Hey, Antoine, we're having a lot of fun on this interview right now. You know what I mean? The best damn show in World One Radio. Let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving. Let's talk about some of these tracks on your album right now, man. The album kicks off. The album kicks off with Fly Away, right? Yeah, that's the intro. That's something Meghan Markle managed to do, right? So, for you, where in the world do you want to fly away to that you haven't been yet?
To ya.
You haven't been to the UK yet?
No.
Time soon come.
I want to come to ya.
Your time soon come.
Yeah, there is a lot coming over soon, everybody. We'll keep everyone updated, but...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it that everyone comes over at the same time. So when they all come over at the same time, we can do a big party in the studio and get everyone together. So that'll be good.
I hope Spotless is ready! I hope Spotless is ready! Spotless in already!
There'll be a lot coming over, so we will look forward to seeing everybody after the lockdown. So everybody heard it, Twan is coming over from New York, America, wherever he is at, soon to the UK.
Mad! Mad, yo, I'm looking forward to that one, let me tell you that.
I'm looking forward.
y'all just keep us updated, man, you know what I mean? We'll be waiting for you.
Okay, let's go, we're gonna make it happen.
We'll have the banners at the plane station and all that, man. Word up, man.
Keep my music in rotation too, man.
So yo.
Make sure you bring lots of coats and hats and scarves.
It's always cold here. Even on the
sunniest days, you may think it's going to be nice and sunny that day. You may just get a little bit of snow.
Wow. Oh, gosh,
that
man.
That weather's very random.
You're not lying, man. Yo, Oney, let me tell you something, right? You, Oney, you are a star, okay? You are a star.
Wow, I'm a star.
You know why I say... Twan knew where I was going with it, you know. Twan knew where I was going. Talk about that track, man. Ain't that featuring a dude named Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler Woods.
Tyler Woods!
Yeah, and that song is for ladies like you, on it. For ladies like you, like, I mean, good stars, beautiful women who just know they worth it all, you know what I mean? I try to give back to the ladies.
Fantastic. Hey, Twan, could there be like a video in the works for that one? Because I see that being a huge hit.
It is. I'm going to LA to film it, and then we gonna push the button from there.
Fantastic.
I have about a summer.
You see that tune right there? That's one of my favorite. That could well be my favorite track on that album, on the WoW album, you know.
Thank you.
I will say that much, man. Yeah.
A lot of people love that record.
Yeah, man.
I've listened to All Good Experience, and I like that one.
Mass Mike Mouse, Mouse Rubble, and Shout out Mass Mike Mouse. And, ironically, that song is produced by my guy from Canada named Lack. L-A-C. You know what I mean? Electric Hormone. He's from Canada. So shout out to him. My guy Julius Wilson. All those guys up there.
Brilliant.
I'm really loving that track. I felt that track. A lot of them, I thought, were just brilliant tracks. It's just not hip-hop. There's something else in there as well.
Yeah.
Kind of like soft side as well to hip hop.
It's definitely not just hip hop.
There's a lot in there for the ladies. That's what I'm hearing coming from the music.
It's a well-rounded album. It's a lot for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
It's heard of, the stories, and stuff for the ladies, and the message, it's pain, it's everything.
So I'm thinking this is real life stories that are in some of these tracks, that, you know, life experiences that he's been through and things like that.
Everything you hear is experience.
And I'm
going to listen to some of these and think, there's a message in here.
A lot of it is.
Yeah, that's what I was getting from when I was listening to it. And I thought, yeah, this guy's had a lot of experiences, you know, very talented man.
I appreciate that.
Definitely.
But, Brad, what's up, man? We're pretty much playing the music, or how we do this?
Yeah, we're gonna what we're gonna do, we're gonna end the interview with say two tracks, usually of your choosing, but I know the lady called Angela sent me three tracks to play, you know what I mean. One of them being the album's intro, another thing called Sacrifice, you know what I mean. I do want to ask you about that as well. And of course, my track, dedicated to the ladies, Ting Call You're a Star, featuring Tyler Woods. There's another track on the album, I think it closes out the album, and one of which I can resonate with a lot. And that's dedicated to the grandma, right?
Wow, that's deep. That was a hard song to record, so...
I can imagine. 2008, I was there. You know what I mean? 2008, I was there. Worst day of my life. But at the same time, I'm glad it's gone now. And it sounds bad me saying this, for me personally, but like in the year 2021, to be honest, I'd rather my grandma that she's gone back then than now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because it would destroy me. It would destroy me that they're putting needle in her arm, and then next thing you know, boom, she's all over, she's gone. I'm glad she passed away when she did. You know what I'm saying, all right?
Now we're talking about these needles in the arm. How are you feeling about taking this vaccine thing? That's it.
I don't want to take it. Me personally, I don't want to take it. No, but it all goes on how much it affects your life, because right now I don't have to think. Because it's not affecting my life, because perhaps it can.
That's why I was asking you questions, because you're an artist, and apparently soon, if you travel, you have to have a vaccine pass to travel.
And there goes the problem right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soon you can't travel unless you've had it, and I think that's how they're going to go forward now.
I believe they're going to go forward that way as well.
Most definitely. So how do you feel about that? You know, because you are an artist and you travel around the world, and you're going to like to travel and tour and go to different countries.
It's going to change a lot. Like, you know what I mean? There's millionaires who haven't faced troubles I'm facing. So, you know, I never speed on that, and I do always take my time. So I took my time through this whole COVID situation. So, you know, if it comes to it, I'll have to dwell on it more. As of right now, I don't want to take that shit.
Word. So I'm just wondering, right? Because like in the States, you got to take a plane to go to certain states and things like that, right? In over here in the UK, we ain't gonna do that, you know what I mean? We catch a train, boom, we're there, that's it. But you guys, you have to take a plane to get to certain places. I'm wondering, would that have to come into play as well? You have to take a vaccine in your arm just to go to another state?
So, and if that happens, that's gonna make my life hard.
Oh, man.
I've got a
Yeah, looks like that's another goal again, isn't it? To get your private jet or something.
Get your private jet. That's it. You're done. You don't have to need anything. It's yours.
Yeah, looks like yo.
So if all you guys pull together, get your own private jet, get in it, take you anywhere you want to go, you're done.
That's how you always say sometimes, but I understand. You're 100% correct. And I appreciate y'all for this interview too, like, for real. You know what I mean? I'm happy I was able to build with y'all. I want to do it again with my EP drop.
Oh, word? So there's an EP coming after this album?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I ain't playing with them. I got the album, I put that on high with God, so we still feeding off the album.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
I got more to come.
Well, you know what, Twan? Vaccine or no vaccine, when the EP dropped, I sincerely hope, yeah, we could definitely, God willing, we can do this again. And especially, you know, I'm always hoping that it could be done, you know, face to face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to make it work, bro. Like, listen, we should be still here, man. A blessing to all this COVID shit. We alive. I've lost people. Y'all probably lost people.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we got to stay strong in it. So, you know, it's a touching situation. That bothers me, and the fact that it bothers me this way, like the fact that it bothers me this way, it really makes, I feel touchy about it.
Right.
So, it just touches me a lot, because this was going on in America, and all over the world, and it's like a fucking bad dream. So I don't like to talk about it, but you know, the realistic life of it, we have to live through it.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
it's the vaccine, like, you know, if it gets too, it's either that or I got to cook up in the house, and guess what, I'm going to have to take a vaccine. Because at the end of the day, I do this for a living.
Yeah.
I'm not a fake actor, I do this for real, so it's like, I'm gonna lose my whole everything. They already stole down the money.
Nah, man.
So, now I'm going cold turkey. Everything gotta be for my house. Hell no.
Well,
when
you got things like an acting career going and things to promote and stuff, you gotta move around, man.
That's right.
I gotta be with the people.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I mean, that's the whole issue, but like I said, man, like, I appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? I have a studio session I gotta attend to shortly. So, you know, I definitely want to take this radio interview with y'all, because I appreciate y'all continue to put on for the unsigned and even the people who are signed.
And oh, yeah, of course.
I love how y'all communicate with the artists. I had a great time up here with y'all. And I just want to tell y'all thank you. You know, I mean, let's definitely do this again.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you more questions, but you know what? That's what part two is there for. That's fantastic right there. Big up yourself, Twan the Dude. You know what I mean? Repping for you, hip-hop show.
Come on, man. Duty. Man,
I'm here, man. And Twan, I want to say thank you for taking your time out of your busy life as well.
I'm grateful. And I really appreciate y'all, because, like I said, this is what the culture be missing. You know what I mean? Nobody's never too good for this.
What?
You know what I mean? This is all exercising the mind and giving back. There's a lot of people who tune into this who are going to learn something from these interviews. Who are going to learn, you know what I mean? And,
absolutely.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Also as well, what I'm going to do soon is I'm going to put out some feedback from people that send, like, Instagram messages, Facebook messages, things like that, to say that they listened to these interviews and what they got from them, some really inspiring things and stuff like that. So you guys get feedback on people that actually listen to the interviews that we do and get positive feedback from them. So I will be posting some of them soon, because a lot of people do actually listen and they do give us feedback.
All day.
Okay.
Oh,
I appreciate y'all for having me. Thank you.
Salute. Big up yourself, Twan.
Hello.
One last thing before you go.
It's your boy, Twan. It's Cody.
One last thing before you go. One last thing, right? You're our special guest. Give us the two tracks you want to play from your album. Wow, we're gonna run the tunes on the show now.
We gotta run Star, and we gotta run the intro. So run the intro.
Yeah.
Star. Yeah.
Consider it done. That's how it's rolling, man. Grand Body P, Only D, Twan the Dude, repping for your hip hop show, the best damn show in worldwide radio. We are out. Don't go away. That's what's up, man. We out!
Hey, yo, what's happening, man? This your homeboy Blood Raw checking in, you feel me? A.K.A. B-Raw Steam. And we rocking out all the way from Florida to the U.K. Now I'm talking about with my partner, DJ Grant Body P and Unni D. You feel me? Let's get it.
And as I start to watch you and develop a keen sense of loving what you do and how you do what you're doing, stay hard with y'all. Don't play. Put some paint where it ain't. Don't be nervous. Be at their service. Give them what they want. Give them what they need, man. I want you to fly to the moon.
The Wu-Tang DJ. Take me away. I know I'm due for better days. Life ahead
away from here, where the grass is greener, the loving is taken there, where the cops ain't killing you, the streets ain't playing fair, a place where you know I can make it there, yeah, where all the kids live in peace, where grandma's dying, another one of the young is deceased, a place where I could be who I be, simply just be me, without a worry, everything just free. Where it's no guns, just hands. When you can't pick and choose just because of your man. When you get support from family instead of your fans. When you retaliate to kill, then the guns just jam. Damn. Life is short. Don't matter what you do, nigga. Don't get caught. Depending on what you do, nigga, you might get bored. I'm from the streets. It's the life I was taught. It's real. Take me away. I know I'm due for better days. Life's a haze. Live life through the struggle and pain. I hope one day I'm just
put your fucking hands in the air. It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
You're now tuned in with Slinky Savages, all the way from Southside Jamaica, Queens, here repping for you hip-hop show, Wild One Radio with Grand Body P and Ani D. Shout out to Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition, APS Studio, Wolverhampton, we out here.
Was
cause I need a green. Hop out the coop, no jacket, I got heated seat. I put to the tracks with me in them sheets. Plus a good girl, love it from the street. Boss life, let me show you what I'm into. Before I get the pennies, let me set you into. Shout out free, man, that never been an issue. Plus you love all the attention while I'm with you. I know you probably heard some things that they might say, but you a star, so want you shine in a bright way. I know I'm always on the road at a fast pace, but I'm just trying to make it right for you, baby.
I know you're tired of working that job. I know you're stressed, I know you go hard. Even though they don't appreciate you, wherever you go, girl, you're a star.
Star, baby,
hey,
star, baby,
that's who you are.
Star, baby,
whoa, whoa.
Star, baby,
let's go. Whatever it is, mom, straightforward. No, we talking English, but the car foreign. Gave you the number, didn't think you would call it. Gave you a taste of the street life, now you all on it. Boss life, I'ma show you how I do my thing. Play your cards right, you might get yourself a ring. Slim stick, that Rihanna or Tiana, man. And she hate hearing them other girls say my name. I know you probably heard some things that they might say, but you the star, so won't you shine in a bright way. You know I'm always on the road at a fast pace, but I'm just trying to make it right for you, baby.
I know you're tired of working that job. I know you're stressed, I know you go hard. Even though they don't appreciate you, wherever you go, girl, you're a star.
Star, baby,
hey.
Star, baby,
that's who you are.
You star, baby.
I know you're stressed, I know you go hard. And even though they don't appreciate you, wherever you go, girl, you're a star.
Star, baby,
hey.
Star, baby,
that's who you are.
Star, baby,
whoa, whoa.
Star, baby,
I know you're tired of working that job. I know you're stressed, I know you go hard. Even though they don't appreciate you, wherever you go, girl, you're a star. Hey, that's who you are. Whoa, whoa.
Be lucky for God. Anybody giving a five for your two, they're poor.
Don't you worry, baby. I know. Girl, you're a star.
What you reckon?
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program, like a pussy wall. And I understand you have a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, until she cut you off. So you can keep lying about the real reason if you want to. She don't give a fuck about you since she cut you off. And it burn your blood clean. That's why you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with it. No, sorry.
Oh, go suck your mother, Pete.
Sorry.
Long time
sorry,
you forget this pussy.
Sorry.
Go tell your mama and Miss Markle, sorry. Fiesty. Peers chat off him out on a regular basis. And we all have to sit there and listen. You see, when work done around 7, 8 o'clock tonight, I go and broke up him clad. Just watch. Anywhere me see him, just watch.
I think we need to just all take a break.
Take a break. I go and break him
we'll
fucking neck.
Moment.
Oh, fucking break. Oh, ah!
Point, I don't know who's more of a tragedy, the Baroness or Piers Morgan. Imagine that getting blammed by Meghan Markle and it's still bitter, it's still best, and it walk off the set, it take a weatherman, you know, a weatherman to run him off the set. Do you know how much politicians this man has put on blast? You know what I mean? please vote for Paul. Put him up on blast, right? The Conservative Party, put him on blast. And for his credit, I loved him for it. I was like, yes, yeah, you put the government on blast, they don't know what they're doing. You put Tatty Head on blast, fantastic. But then, when the weatherman put you on blast about Meghan Markle, you can't take it. I walk on. He's not getting no Kentucky. Oh, no, brown stew chicken. No rice and peas. No, you have a dumpling. Hey, enough. This is a Refugee Fury hip-hop show, man. Imagine. On the BDSIR network, the best damn show in Wild World Radio, your boy Grant Body P giving you joke at big tune at the same time, because that's how we do it. Big shout out to the man called Twan the Dude, man, and the Lioness, the Empress, Only D, each and every time as well, man. Fantastic interview, man. Watch out, he's got big tune out there, he's got the EP coming, and his album, wow, is out there right now. Anyhow, let's keep it moving as we're on the Ebonics, you get me? We're going to hit you off with the Big L tune, and then we're going to counteract it with Papoose. Then, we'll run it back from last week, Tiffany Page and Joe Robinson, because that's a big tune. Then, as last week, Fantasia, Chef Raekwon and Galaxy P with the big tune, When I See You. Wicked tune. Then, Ty Phoenix, brand new from Ty Phoenix. And then, you'll hear from me again. Hey! You ready to party? Let's do this shit!
If you're ready to party, let me hear you scream. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
My lie, a Kia Coke is a pie. When I'm lifted, I'm high. With new clothes on, I'm fly. Cars is whips and sneakers is kicks. Money is chips, movies is flips. Also, cribs is homes, jacks is payphones. Cocaine is nose candy, cigarettes is bones. A radio is a box, the razor blade is a ox. Fat diamonds is rocks and Jake's is cops. And if you got robbed, you got stuck, you got shot, you got bucked. And if you got double crossed, you got fucked.
Oh,
your bank card is your
fella.
A joke on and if you got punched, that means you got snuffed. To clean this to buff, a bull scare is a strong stuff. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Speak with criminal slang, that's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
The number one power mixer, the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Some good weed is gas, a fatty is a fat ass. A real nigga let you slide, then you got a pass. You had success, you lit, your outfit is your fit. Your swag is drip, got knocked out, you got clipped. A solid couple is goals, your friends are the bros. An attention seeker on the internet is a troll. If you told indirectly, you a dry snitch. Showing off is flexing, a mistress is a side chick. A thirsty person's a groupie, your old car's a hoofy. CJ already told you the meaning of whoopee. A pig is a cop, oral sex is top. Good pussy is wop, your enemy is your op. They don't wanna see you win, they a hater. A thirsty dick riding opportunist is a clout chaser. A big gun is a blicky, a stash box is a stizzy. A purse of perk, I said a hot dog is a glizzy. That's just the way that I talk, bro. That's just the way that I talk, bro. A dog is a roller, your boss is the big homie. If you find out you got corona, then you got the roni. A murder's a body, a shotgun's a shotty. A whore is a thotty, you moving strange, then you moving wacky. A liar's cap, a snitch is a rat. If you see a girl with a nice shape, she looks snatched. Your makeup look nice, you got a good beat on you. If you lost the fight, they put hands and feet on you. A small blunt is a roach, a kite is a note. If you don't want no problems, that means you don't want no smoke. You shot somebody, you went on a drill. If a girl lets you have sex with her, then she lets you kill. A swiper's a scammer, a racist is MAGA, a robber is a jacker, a whack artist is a mumble rapper. Gang, 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 that could mean anything. A male purse is a merch, tight pants and skinny jeans. That's just the way that I talk, bro.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, bro.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
If your team won a championship, they won a chip. It used to be a gun, now a ratchet is a hood chick. No drugs in the streets is a drought. And if you came to my event, that mean you popped out. If your jury fugazi, that mean it's fake, fam. He tell you suck a dick, he invited you to the Frank stand. A handshake is a pound, your hat is your crown. A heavily iced out chain is a bust down. If you got ripped off, you got zoed. And if somebody say they on papers, then they on parole. Keep it pushing, mean leave, pull up, mean come over. People who tear each other down is the cancel culture. Serious is dead ass, I swear it's word to my mama. And if I say I spin your block, then I'm bringing drama. Instagram is a gram, a meme is a joke. And if a person know their history, that mean they woke. That's just the way that I talk, bro.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speaking with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, bro.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
Yeah, big rest in peace goes out to Big L. Big salute to the homie Ron Browse on this track. Almost forgot. Pat. Who's Pat? Who's?
Walking this tightrope, I can see your true colors, don't need no telescope. Your whole essence is abstract like kaleidoscope. But that's kinda dope, concentrated on the path through the math. Zooming on the journey, have a blast while it lasts. Looking up and down all around throughout the globe. Focus on the real within, touch your soul, yeah.
I look up now, I look side to side.
Focal, lose my inhibition. get rid of distraction. On you. Now I'm on a mission, so I put more emphasis on you.
I was truly open, prioritized, devoted, duly noted. I quoted some of the greatest minds. It reminds me of designs that I spoke in rhymes. Come with me, let's take a deeper dive. Stop trying to read between the lines and overstand the heights that you deal before you climb. Respect the process, many, many rhymes. For many years now we dropped plenty, plenty vibes. JR Tip Pays, that's many, many styles. The nexus, straight from the essence, we bring it live. No job, we hit the core of your sector. Stay focused on the magnum opus, protect the mecca. You.
Look at this man do it, you hear? Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you a nice part. You see that little part between the body and the boom boom? Eh? You know what you call that? You call that the chin rest. You call that chin rest. You see?
Motor up. Yeah, baby. Y'all let me praise me for the gift what God gave me.
Yalla tell me of them sweetie pie. She have her man but she need me fly. From the looking of me high she no need reply. For the bee she a beg me pon her knees she cry. Lad, man a savage in a bed me no lazy. Me no God but the girl them a praise me. Someone yam me like a curry chicken. Don't run drink all the gravy. This girl running for man yard come knock for me door always a night set. Please, Amunra, save me. She say, you want the twin them father? Me say, yes. She say, please make me a twin baby. She say, all I want is you and me. Cause you wet just like the ocean sea. She say, all I want is you and me. Cause you wet just like the ocean sea.
Good looking, a.k.a. that Febreze pussy. Got my tongue all wet, so foaming for hood pussy. You know a nigga gangster with it, wanna choke you out with it. That's them rules when I'm anxious with it. Every day I'm in the hall with you, Waldorf shit. I know every employee here official wanna wipe you. After 5 years, shorty, this the cycle. They keep you in coops, the chick cycles. My big time baller friend grew up on ballet, huh? Yeah, I grew up in the valet with mortal men. Yeah, the nigga big with it. Take a swig, hate it. I'm loyal, just hold me down in Sin City. Smarts and morals, what I'm here for. Yeah, you're helping hand. Yeah, you're helping man in the forum. I'ma share everything with my queen. She a trophy piece. Worth the mother, my supposed to piece.
I get nervous when you call, say I'm not home.
See your face.
behavior. Me no popcorn, but me no have no behavior. Pan her knee, she say I'm amazing grace. I wear some boy favor. We them girl flavor. We have the sauce and the flavor. Girl wet like when rain a fall. Stormy weather. She say all I want is you and me. She wet just like the ocean sea. Aye. She say all I want is you and me. Cause she wet just like the ocean sea.
It's just another epic one. From the boy from Makachu. Yeah, baby. Load up and cloud up. At the Quran. Clam, clam, po.
Oh, yeah. She said, all I want is you and me. Y'all wet just like the ocean sea. All she want is me and her. Just to like the ocean sea.
Let me tell you, my boy. Let me tell you, my boy. Just when you rest your chin right, that's all, and you work it, work it, work it. Hey, when you look, you see the woman start climb the wall like a spider woman. You hear me? Let me tell you, if you make another man come and do that to her, she will leave you. You hear? You be trying. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling high, elevation, living off of love, it's so amazing, flying through the sky, levitation, I'm never coming down, this is elevation. Through my window, in my hair, I'm beaming golden. It's time to heed this omen, all this beauty I'm beholding.
Yeah.
More than ego stroking, composing, it's all provoking. I shed tears, sacrifice, eating good, no appetite. Lavish life, no bag, lady with a hurt back, cause I travel light. Light deep up in this magic shit, supersede the average. Feeling so surreal, I can't compile it into adjectives. Yeah, I'm feeling high, elevation. Living off of love, it's so amazing. Flying through the sky, levitation. I'm never coming down, this is elevation.
Yeah, I'm feeling high, elevation. Living off of love, so amazing. Flying through the sky, levitation. I'm never coming down, elevation.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
My echelon is far beyond, they try, they so contrived. They cannot duplicate my aura, cannot catch my vibe. I speak my truth unapologetic, I serve words of the wise. And if my shine is blinding, I suggest you close your eyes. I'm on a different type of time, a vibe, a different mood. Never congregate with these bird bitches, not thinking about you dudes.
No,
you trapped inside of that matrix, I'm activating my greatness. By affirmations I manifest when I put that pen on paper, using my third eye. One with the beauty of nature, I'm watching the birds fly. You'll never believe the illusion, the story you heard was a lie. I'm walking the road of ascension, so I emerge in the sky. Elevation's a vertical high.
Seriously to God, all out straight, do what did I hear?
Yeah, I'm feeling high, elevation. Living off of love, so amazing. Flying through the sky, levitation. I'm never dropping down, elevation.
Misty Brown, and it's all about the repping for you. Hip Hop Show on BDSIR Network. The best damn show in World One Radio with Grandfather P. You know what? He's repping for you. He's repping for me. He's repping for us. Yo, he's just repping.
Sound Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. Remix the spot. R920, Mixed Mafia Radio Network. Imagine, we're coming to the end of another classic, man. Wow, I hope you enjoyed them tunes though, man. You know what I mean? The Big L, Contrasting to Papoose. I forgot to mention, we got the new Zane on tune, you know what I mean? Tim Cosby gone, you know what I mean? We had to rock that in celebration. Then we had John Robinson and Tiffany Page, big tune. Then I had to come with my blend, you know what I mean? Galaxy P Counteraction with Fantasia and Chef Raekwon. Oh, yes, Chef Raekwon versus Goldface Killer on the Versus battle. Oh, man. That ain't no versus battle, man. That's a celebration right there. Woo! I can't wait to tune into that. And, of course, the brand new Ty Phoenix, man. Big tune that, yo, coming up now. Brand new tech. Tech car. Boot camp click for life. Watch this.
Talking about, man. Spit that monkey shit, nigga. We gorillas, nigga. Ain't don't kill ain't.
Yeah.
Spit that real shit, nigga.
I know you gonna dig this.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Hey, yo, line for line, better alive, I pop lead dead in your eye. Fuck a best rapper, rough as a sketch clapper. Adamantium skin, friends call it the X Factor. Turn the page, let's get to the next chapter. Burn his blaze, now let's get to the next rapper. The Glock rock knocks for popping shit, yo. Go dog some jungle apocalypto. Six flow niggas, six four niggas. Shoot niggas who sing, Cisco niggas. Yahoo, Nabisco niggas. Save me the last dance, I don't disco niggas. I flame those heaters at rainbow sneakers. Kiwi fruit mango divas eating fajitas. Leave a nigga alone before I beat the brakes off your ass and squeeze the chrome. Fuck
kids for life. Fatigue for sneakers, trip tight. I rock Louis V and low. Big J pieces, 24 karat gold. No free verses, niggas pay me. Mind trick the body, body think the mind is crazy. It's boot camp for life.
Every
it's boot camp for life.
So I'm gift rapping. I ain't never say I was against trapping, cause every profile on me, I hit him back with. Nigga, that's it. Time for action, no slacking. It's in my jeans, Jackson. Do the moonwalk, move backwards. Smooth criminal interview saying that's him. BDI Buck, don't forget yeah. Shot.
It's straight 8 hollow, I'm Kenan Rafal, problem resolved like Ray Donovan. Indeed, in C's, we see swallowing, hitting with the grease, or beat the feces out of him. Mind boggling, nine under the car to get rhyme artists and stay on point like non sharpening. Streets sparking while D's watching us and C's beat nonsense get beat the unconsciousness.
It's boot camp for life. Fatigue with sneakers, drip right. I rock Louis V and low. Big J pieces, 24 karat gold. No free verses, niggas pay me. Mind trick the body, body think the mind is crazy. It's boot camp for life.
And yeah,
it's boot camp for life. Ball for ball, verse for verse, with a curse, put whoever you consider the best in the hearse.
Fatality.
Fuck a title, cause my name is my name. Give me the money, I can keep all the fame. Slum niggas think they the realest. Broke corny niggas always be in their feelings. Bombastic bastard need casket. I'm a brush of fresh air for asthmatics. Stick bail, quarter brick of fish scale. Bitch quill, got him doing 12 in fish scale. Haven't picked up a pad and pen in a minute, cause what I write has to be authentic. I was listening, but I wasn't inspired. Had to touch the mind and spark the fire. 52 blocks, box spit, razors and fights. I really knew Big and Pop, what's your life like? It's boot camp for life. Fatigue with sneakers, drip right. I rock Louis V and low. Big J pieces, 24 karat gold. No free verses, niggas pay me. Mind trick the body, body think the mind is crazy. It's boot camp for life.
Hey, yeah.
It's boot camp for life.
Hey, rock it to God. Anybody not giving a five for them, shoot them, fool.
Oh.
This is Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
Representing the all.
Yeah.
WWBCC.
And we rocking with the Wild One
Grand
Radio.
Grand Body P.
Grand Body.
I like this.
Smitty, I like this.
It'll all be over.
So. Wu-Tang Coalition.
We living in the Trump era. The era. So far, we still praying hands close, y'all. Forget first class, let me coach, y'all. Still feel my uncle close, y'all. Remember all these letters that he wrote from jail, it's what he wrote, y'all. I hope you good and learning through my incarceration. I'm in the middle of the hood, all the cars is racing. The attributes, the moderations. The promise, the parents feel like my mama's waiting. So she got the big crib in Florida, her and pop living it up. Still I ain't get it far. Feel like my flex verse I should've spit it for. To let her know I never fell off. If you still going hard, lick a shell off. And Fred might turn a Free Willy until we well off.
Yo, Fred, everybody saying I got all this talent. And why in the hell am I still trapped?
And why?
In my environment, I feel trapped. And it's like they all depending on me to make shit happen. I just got my brother out on bail. I might not ever blow, cause my soul not for sale. Oh well, I always had a flow off the cell. But I know how this go, it's either death or it's jail. They wasn't with me going hand to hand on the block. But now I'm up, they wanna put their hand in the pot. Long way from the bottom, but we still at the top. Shit, I guess it's better than three hots in a cot. If you real, then I know you gotta feel me. And I don't always keep it G until they kill me. Did a lot of dirt, and I still ain't filthy. It ain't over yet, but I know one day it will be.
Y'all know what we gon' do. It's bees. Why you shot dope in your veins? Ma, why you got hooked on cocaine?
Why?
Y'all mixed up an ill nigga, no game. Y'all curse me, I'm selling dope and cocaine. I'm addicted to the life called the drug game. Got me balling on these niggas, no road game. Fast money, fast cars, fast hoes came. Came and went when legit, fuck the glow game. I see my worth now, nigga, goals change. It's about real estate now, fuck a gold chain. I'm like key, play the back in my own lane. Motherfucker, we some legends, y'all know names. Real niggas lick shots, peace, Connecticut. BX to Hartford, we manifested it. Real balls, we perfected it. Gotta breathe on beast that's fly with proper etiquette. Yeah.
Seriously, to God, any man not giving a five for not Julia, go up!
BDSIR Network, the best damn show in Worldwide Radio. We rock the spot on 920. Mix Mafia Radio Network, we have come to the end of another classic, man. But yo, get ready for the next classic, and it's a big one, man.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.